Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world. You're right.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no holex, straightforward, and you've more of a chance to win an R Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Is it Paul Phillips? Wait, Burns, you're going to be tapping that now. Come on.
Connor Burns, we need you to pay attention, sir. We are live at the Europa Hotel. We need you to pay attention and not slap your hands.
So, folks, Paul has kindly donated a part of his leg. He's going to put a blindfold on. The lads, Slice, John Boy, and me have to say it. And Burnsy. Burnsy knows it, don't say it.
Not allowed to tell him what tattoo this man's going to get here. He's going to be unaware of what he's getting. He doesn't know, but he's been a brave man and he's decided he's going to step up their plate and take one for the team.
So, he's donating his leg here, right? What he's getting is funny as fuck. So soon after we talk to him, we're going to put a blindfold on him. He's going to go get tattooed. And then we're going to bring him back. He's going to get revealed on the podcast. Paul, mate, you're a Patreon member. So, mate, we appreciate it. We love you. We love all our Patreon members.
God bless us.
If you pay for our Patreon, there's a chance you can be sitting with the big dogs. You'll be on me a podcast. So, mate, it's good to meet you. It's good to meet a fan.
The main man.
Are you nervous?
He'll be fine.
Trust me. For a bit of cracking.
Is it your first tattoo?
So, well,
kind of. I've got a half-assed tattoo.
So, guys, half-assed tattoo.
Guys, and he's getting a tattoo done, and we can't say what it is yet, but we'll keep his all posted on that, and he gets it done. Yeah, bring him back.
You'll find out very, very soon.
And then after, Burnsy's getting one on his head.
I dead on none.
Briefly, you met Stuart Dallas?
Oh, Stuart Dallas, I met him a day, guys, in here.
Good
from Leeds.
Leave at the Europa Hotel.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
What was he saying? What was he saying?
A whole lot of things that you're not going to see.
But here, mate, are you nervous then, aye?
I'm starting to relax even more now, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. Just about crack, like.
So you're not... We need this on camera. You can't sue us. No,
I couldn't give
us. Solicitors will
be
at our door
tomorrow.
Would
you just like to tell the cameras here that you're completely up for this?
I'm completely up for it.
Anything else you want to say to people before you get down with it?
No shout-outs, mate. Shout-outs, Ian.
You can shout-out them after. You can shout them out after.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, then. Go.
Mick Malone. Get up in the attic, you leave boy. That's all I have to say.
Mick Malone, you know what to do, son.
Get up.
Burnsy,
tell me this here. See if he's getting her tape repaired. What's a good way to push
overcome
through?
It?
Give him a bit of...
Overcome it. And
yes, but give him a bit of fucking motivation
just
here.
Just relax. Just look away. Don't feel.
Don't feel it.
Coming on your leg. Do you know what I mean? Just
that's good advice.
Just
don't feel it.
All done and dusted. Do you know what I mean? And then we'll bring you back in again.
Have you any tattoos, Burnsy?
Oh, I can't say their names on here.
Bernie Saunders, it says.
Bernie Saunders.
Someone tattooed him at a party and ripped Bernie Saunders in his arm.
Do you want to show the people?
No, it's going to be too much.
I have Bernie Saunders and Shauna Burns on my arm. And I'm going to get a cover in a couple of weeks.
What are you going to get instead of it?
The boxing gloves on my arm.
Oh, aye, two gloves, big son.
Why don't you get a pair of fucking football boots?
No, I'm not.
Listen, folks,
so everybody stay tuned, and we look forward to you having us in. But see the comments, guys. Don't leave nasty comments on our pages. And Master's Nasty, do not disrespect our pages. If anybody comes into our Patreon page with nasty comments, you should all get blocked and deleted.
And bananas.
And you should get bananas on TikTok and Facebook. So don't be coming into our pages with nasty comments. Keep your comments clean. And that's what we like about people coming into our pages. So please give it our likes, shares, whatever you can do, people.
Paul as well.
Give Paul a wee follow, guys. Give John Henry a wee follow. Rainbow Slice and Gavin Burns a wee follow.
Can I talk to Paul? See, when I asked him this question, do not say anything. Do you have an idea of what we're like?
Having the ball there.
Nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you, see your friend, Mick, he messaged the page and says, give him a Spurs badge, he's a massive Arsenal fan.
Mick, I'll kill you. Yeah,
but mate, listen, it's far worse than a fucking Spurs badge, let me tell
you.
It's not the worst thing ever.
No, listen, it's going to be good crack.
Yeah,
you can always get.
I'm here for, no,
it's not going to be a big, massive cock. That's what it's not,
yeah.
Right?
That's
so
right, that's
I'll put you these out, and it's not.
There's something you can walk a bit with.
Oh, yes, sir. We're not going to shock you.
I've been trying to convince
him. I know. Honestly, see if I had this tattooed, yes, you're getting, and I was in a party, be going, here, look, this for a belt there. I'd be showing everyone. I'm not talking to you.
I just don't want this getting leaked, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm born originally from Pugras, but I live in Barnsley.
You're going to get a load of cards, calling the ad address, mate, if you want to give it out there.
Yeah.
What's your full address? What's your BT? Yeah, what's your postcode?
What age? Don't give your address. What age are you?
Take a guess.
About 19?
Close.
18?
18. So you're barely even legal for a tattoo?
Well, no, I'm 19 next month.
Have you got ID?
Next month, guys.
I've got ID on me because I can't.
Just to be sure, yeah, 100%.
There's going to be a bar here, so I'm
going to... No, listen.
Give it for ID,
Burnley turns 59 next week, don't he?
I'm 40 next year. I'm 40 next year.
He could be your dad.
He could be your dad.
Connor,
turn around, Burnley. Turn around.
Yeah, where were you 19 years ago? Burnley, where were you 19 years ago?
Never mind.
Were you not at the hospital or something?
Listen, mate, I don't know what we have.
Hold on, let me see everybody who's in the Ripple Hotel at this tattoo convention. I want to say massive thank you for coming in, every single last one of these people in here today. To get tattoos done on your backs, legs, chest, neck.
Here, so, Burnsy, for anyone watching, we are looking out at the Belfast Tattoo Convention. There's hundreds of people getting tattooed. But I want to show you, Burnsy, see if you look over there. That fella's getting his knob tattooed. Just look straight ahead.
I know.
What do you think of it? Do you want yours done?
No.
Well, a couple of fans are for you, Burnsy.
All right.
All right, mate, so you're probably... be gone for about an hour or two. Do you think you'll be alright sitting through it? And then we're going to bring you back around, sit you down, we'll review it. We're going to have to go. If you want to give your shout out now,
go ahead.
Here, Jolene's looking to shout it.
Jolene Burns, Gavin Burns, misses this for you. And I want to say thank you for bringing me and Gavin, John Hay down in the car.
Sassy Joe Pops.
Oh. I want to thank Rainbow Slates for coming in. And
thanks very much,
and
mate.
And Paul for jumping in.
Thanks very much,
Bunty. And
God
I want to
bless
thank
you.
Everybody for coming in, guys.
Rachel, big shout out to James Conway as well,
yeah,
for sorting us out.
He's going to jump on the podcast.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you while Wes is going to work.
Yeah.
We'll start with Paul Namer. Paul, yes, that's a good.
While he's enduring the pain, we'll have a few other people on.
Do you smoke a dope, Paul? Do you?
I do not. I'm ready. I'm
would you?
Okay,
you think he would, don't you?
I think you're a stoner, mate.
Not stoner.
He seems like one, doesn't he?
I don't
listen, it's alright to join the club.
You're saying that because your family's watching, are you?
No, that
could go fuck. That's right, big man. I like
Happy days,
guy.
Man.
I
happy
like
days. Listen, what leg? Left or right?
I'm left
for this,
so keep it on the right. I'll keep it on the right.
Right,
you're
going to need to
get
your legs
shaved.
Get a big
sleeve or something.
They'll probably shave it over. They're going to put the stencil on you. You actually can't see. I'm going to bring you back. It'll be good crack.
Why just wrap the top around my eyes?
We'll get you a blindfold here. Don't worry.
We'll get some sort of.
I don't want a blindfold and I try and walk over her because
it'll be hard work. Well, wait till you're sitting
the
down.
The guy has the stencil upside down, so you'll not see it. So once you lie down, you'll not. I'll be the last. The jewels. You'll be able to lift your head.
It sounds like a fucking boost hooker trial or something.
Don't worry.
Big man's going to end blindfold. You'll not be able to see.
Do you want to say anything to Paul before he's to go?
Listen, just focus. Land down. You'll not feel it, but just look forward to it.
What okay. happens if he feels like he's going to cry?
Just don't even look at it. Just look away. That's great. All we're asking.
Mate,
just look
that's
away
it. 100%. That's
it. Keep your head away.
That's some good info.
Turn on your side. If he does it on the side of your leg, just turn away from it.
Burns, your point if you suck your thumb, you don't feel
Jeez,
it.
Gavin. That mad Gavin is nuts, everybody.
You're right.
Don't pay attention to him.
You're right, Burnsie, son. You know
Pierre, are you enjoying them beers?
Oh, hot.
Are they nice, aren't they? Don't much it cost me. Sam 40 at the bar. So listen, right, we're going to wrap this 15 minutes up. You'll see him on at the end. Yep. We're going to reveal a tattoo. We're going to speak to some more artists about here. So,
thanks very much, folks. Stay tuned. And this is only the start of it, Ruby.
See, just for a wrap up, do you know this is the most bombed hotel in Europe? The Europa Hotel is the most...
Like, I
used to
get bombed flatted.
Right.
But like, in Europe,
I swear to God.
It did.
Go
on and Google it. It did.
100%.
Uh-huh.
No, not.
No. Right, so we're going to wrap that up. Obviously, the viewers get to just watch
no
on.
No nasty comments, guys.
Keep them clean.
Thanks for having me on. Thank you very much.
Nah, well,
thank you for donating your leg, bro.
God bless you, Paul Phillips.
We'll get you back
today.
Next year and donate your
leg. My brother for life.
Paul, do not stop it, Burnham. Do not... talk rubbish to him. Do not slobber to him. Do not be cheeky, be rude, or be horrible. See the comments, guys. Keep your comments clean and do not write nothing nasty.
Don't be mean. Keep them clean.
On TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You will get a ring bananas.
Right.
And don't disrespect me.
You don't want bananas.
Or Roberto, or Gavin, or Liam, or John. Just don't disrespect us.
Paul, are you ready, bro?
Yep.
Come on, mate.
Let's do it.
Danny, we have Danny here. We have this is just the start of the wee tattoo here, folks. So this man does not know what he's getting. Just references again, give us a bit of context. He does not know what he's getting as a tattoo. We have picked this tattoo. The tattoo artist is obviously in on the tattoo. He knows exactly what he's getting. But we need that. We need to find a way to get this man's eyes covered here.
Treat this man like your priest, except you will not get the happy ending.
Paul, I love you, man.
Right, so I don't want anyone seeing the stance. All right, he's laying it up. I don't want anyone seeing it.
So what's up, pal? There,
he's obviously playing for it. His leg shape.
See that, dude? Why, you bastard? See that, dude?
You're a legend, that's you in history.
I'm not joking, this is a father.
I'm just keeping above his knees, John. Just keep above his knees.
But I want to get Danny in too, because Danny's a main man.
Tattoo infectors. This is kind of Donnie. He's
actually volunteering to get the bad one. I don't sir. Good. Oh, so everything's sorted, once you're ready, he's ready. That's all we needed. We're gonna like to keep checking in every 20 minutes.
She'd be calling you daddy by the end of the night, Burnsie.
Yeah, she's sitting your knee, alright Burnsie, so she will.
Burnsie see our belts. Bring up one of the belts for Burnsie.
He's gonna show you the belt here. There's a tattoo belt.
Oh what?
Legend.
100%.
Stick with me.
Burnsie, he look after
you. He keep you right.
Right, that's good, say quick.
So what do you think of somebody getting that tattoo? What do you think?
Oh, yeah? I can't wait to see it.
You excited?
I'm excited to see it.
Would you ever get a tattoo on your leg?
No, not.
I want to get your name right because it says, Don't know.
C-O-N-A-L-D.
There's no L.
He was saying Donald.
Donald, do you want to tell people who's watching? You run the Belfast Tattoo Convention. You run one.
So I'm co-promoter of the Belfast Tattoo Convention with James Conway and Roy Keane. I also run the New York Tattoo Convention with Roy Keane and my other partner, Ed Leverock. I also have a convention in Austin, Texas, which I run with Ed Leverock and
Are you supporting this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going, mate, yeah.
I have a shop in College in New York. In New York, I have one in LA, in College LA, and a visa business which does tattoo artists to come and live and work in America.
That's
so you're not a tattoo artist yourself?
Correct.
You just, what? You're just invested in the community?
Yeah, that's a very, very good way to put it.
It has made you do your work for the community, and I'm sure you're
as you can see,
one of the big dogs.
I don't know if I'm a big dog, but you know, I've been around it for about 15 years, and you know, you just sort of like be of service, and you just sort of like keep doing it, keep paying it forward.
Well, yeah. Mate, you're sitting with a big dog now, aren't you, Birdsey? Birdsey, what do you think of some of them tattoos out there?
Oh, I thought it was really, really brilliant.
What was your favorite one?
So, what a day that the convention's been on in the Hope Hotel. So, I paid everybody for coming in and getting it all done, their tattoos in their backs, shoulders, legs, their side of their faces as
back,
well.
Back, sack, crack.
You know that people actually get tattooed everywhere.
I know, I've seen all that.
Down below. Yeah.
Do you want to do one downstairs?
No, I don't.
Do you have any?
I have two.
You do? All right. So you're not a virgin?
No.
Good.
That's all. Here,
so how far are you below the neck?
I'm actually getting my back done right now by one of my artists in New York, Chris Tattoos. Obviously.
Oh, there's the pot there.
Look at this.
Look at
this. Here, stick around him.
What do you think of that?
This is for the best show. Bernie,
yeah.
Put it around your shoulder.
Jesus.
Look at that.
Look at that. The champion is here, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
It looks amazing.
The champ is here.
Horrible, brilliant.
Living the life.
Oh,
Would you not start tattooing?
No.
It's not something you'd be interested in doing?
No.
The big man here could steer you in the right direction.
What do you do?
He just helps these guys.
Does TikTok live.
He's my security guard as well.
He's the main man.
Burnsy, how many fights have you had?
10 fights.
And what's your record?
15-0.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Let me just do the maths.
What way do you work at?
Which were the hardest fights?
Two of them knockdowns counted in one fight.
But Jared Healy was the hardest.
Who?
Jared Healy.
Jared Healy. Yeah.
I ended up hitting a referee, Paddy Graham, a big thing in the chest.
He did alright.
He dug a ref, huh? He gave Jared the win. Because you gave him the win, he dug the ref.
He wasn't happy with the result.
But you know what, he probably did the right thing.
That's it.
Paddy Graham deserved to get hit in the chest.
Is he a famous referee?
Yeah.
He's famous because he dug him.
Yeah.
The clip went a wee bit viral.
Oh, it did?
Because he dug him.
So you're a legend here.
Burnsy, who would be your ideal guest from America? If you want to get them on the podcast, who's your favourite guest from American?
Oh, your man, what do you call him? Not Trump, not the other one. What do you call him?
Elon Musk?
No.
Right?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Oh,
Barack.
You know, he's
been banned. That's a matter of one. Do you like Barack?
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. What do you think of her?
She's the loveliest girl you'll ever meet in your life.
Here, don't know. Have you seen the girl, the French president's wife is meant to be a man? Have you seen that?
You know, don't.
So, big shout out to Michelle Obama.
Yeah. And
Barack Obama.
Way older than
I see your woman Candace. She's a big podcaster in the States.
Candace Owens.
She's convinced that is a man.
Spain, Manchester.
I don't know. I would need to see a picture of her.
Cork, Fermanagh, Enniskillen.
What are you talking about?
For tattoos.
Everyone here.
They're here at the show. Yep, they're from everywhere. They're from America.
Lurgan.
They're from Lurgan.
From Lurgan. Everybody's here.
From the UK. They're from France. They're from Germany.
People from Germany. Welcome in, guys.
Do you know where Donald's from?
He's from America.
Well, I live out there, but I'm originally from Uri.
Are you originally from Uri?
Yeah.
I know everybody
down
Uri.
Talk to me.
Go ahead, who do you know
in Uri?
I know everybody down there. Like in Butterfin, shopping center.
I know
all the girls down there.
Do you?
Oh,
do you know any of the names? Give them a shout out here.
Hi, girls from Butterfin team. People down Clockerhead as well.
Clockerhead. Yeah, I know Clockerhead. Absolutely. Where are you from, Belfast?
I'm from Belfast.
What part of Belfast?
The Antrim Road area.
Born and bred?
Born and bred.
Man, tell me this. Look, obviously, I left the north of Ireland in 1987, so probably before you were born.
Yeah.
When were you born?
12th of February.
that every year.
Father Fabry, 86.
Just this 86. Year or the year?
I left the following year.
Oh my
so
God.
Like you're about 9 months old when
yeah.
I...
Yeah, so where were you 9 months before he was born?
9 months before I was, he was born, 86. I went to...
You weren't at the road, were you?
I wasn't started working. I actually...
He's from Newry.
I am from Newry. I actually... Believe it or not,
he's talking like a traveller.
But I also knew the word on the street that Burnsy was
he's coming
in the country.
He had to get it quick before the big man took over.
Donal, so how did you get into tattooing? Like, if you're not a tattoo artist, how do you get into this community without actually being an artist? Because I'm sure it's hard.
I'll tell you the short story. So I said to you just before, like, 15 years of my life, I actually worked on Wall Street. I know I don't look like that, but I did that. And I started getting tattooed when 96, 97, something like that. I had another business after Wall Street, a construction business, and that sort of went belly up in 2009, 2010, when the work fell apart. And the guy that did this sleeve back then, like 30 years ago, suggest that we open a tattoo studio and
look at it.
Yeah,
so it is.
Now you've seen
so
the
you
fruits
do
of
this
your labor.
Once a year?
This is once a year. New York happens once a year. Austin will happen once a year. And then obviously the studios are ongoing. But yeah, every June, this is our second one.
So see, would there be, you would get artists from here, like say, or someone from Lurgan or Cookstown or whatever, would be going over to the States to stand conventions?
Some of them do, yes. Like obviously, you know, I like to say, like, the artists at this convention are like the cream of the cream.
Yeah.
Burnsy is a fighter.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Good way to put it.
The cream of the cream.
Yeah.
So these guys here are like, you know, sort of top of their
top
feet.
Top so
same as the ones in New York.
There's good money in the tattoo business too. Like,
there is.
Some of them boys today, they'll be doing tattoos for half the price, won't they? Some of them big portraits, that's why people come here and get a tattoo.
Yeah,
is that the way it works? People want to do a piece and they'll
sometimes
do it for...
they'll do it for the competition, you know. I wouldn't say half price, I don't want to be killing them.
Right.
But
is there anyone here who's like favourite to win it?
Hey, there's loads of people been here.
I wouldn't...
So there is...
You know, I'm responsible for all the judging, so...
So you can't...
Unfair,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah, you have
like,
to be neutral.
Know, there's obviously, like, there's big names, like we have... Chris Crooks here. From
is he here?
Oh, he's here. He's around the corner. Sure he is. Wow. Like obviously, Chris did my hand. Like
he's
Chris is
Japanese style,
yes.
Isn't he? He's very famous for
yes.
His Japanese work.
Yeah, it's like all over the world.
Right down here, my whole body's done. I'm a full back piece. I'll show you.
I remember you talking about that. Who did that?
Cam McLaughlin.
Where's he from?
Wild West Tattoos.
Is he here?
He's not here. I made see his portrait work. He's fucking amazing.
There's the salesman right there.
He's fucking amazing.
I just want to give an Norway thing. See,
yes.
People from London, I'm going to say hello to the people in London and down Newry. If anybody's from Newry, please follow our pages on our TikTok pages and on our Facebook pages and on our Patreon pages. And we would love to welcome you all into our pages at any time.
Come on, Burnsy. Donal.
Ladies only come into our pages and say hello to you all.
Just ladies.
And I want to welcome Donal into the live here today.
Thank you very much.
Who's doing the tattoos?
No, he doesn't do tattoos, Burnsy. He runs it.
Judging guy, so he is. We're welcome
right.
Him
he's
in.
A judge.
And you're going to
present
announce the winner with the belt?
Oh, what?
Sure. Definitely, you don't get paid for that, though.
But he gets special treatment.
Yep.
Donation.
That's
right
voluntary
there.
Work.
Yeah, Donal, he gets special treatment everywhere he goes.
Very
all
special.
The birds love him.
Saw
he's a handsome
earlier.
Looking guy, mate.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He gets
like
free
that
paints.
That came in earlier on there.
See, when he comes in the belt, mate, everyone's eyes be like, there's Connor Burns.
So look, let me sort of flip the coin here, all right? How about you guys?
Well, I appreciate
right.
It, mate.
Tell me a bit about your story, and then we'll go to you. Like, how did this all...
In Northern Ireland, especially Belfast, all the podcasts got out were very comedian-based. There was all
yes.
The comedians had them. No one else really had podcasts.
Yes.
And then I had an idea. I says, start a podcast, and we'll just bring normal people on. The likes of Burnsy. Characters, people...
Social commentary.
Yeah, people who everyone knows, but they just had a list of people to get on. And got them all on. It blew us up. Gave us a big profile.
But what, like, before, like, were you known as...
Nah, no, mate. No.
It started out as mates.
He'd done a couple of sketch videos back in the day, so he would have been kind of known,
all right.
But not really well-known all over Belfast.
Then the podcast is, like, it's just blew up. Like, me and him were at a festival last week. We were like fucking Ken and Barbie. I was Ken, he was Barbie.
Uh-huh.
Everyone was asked for photos.
Are you sore?
I can't all week.
It's doing very good. It really is. People can connect with us because we come from a working class background, mate, and we've no filter, mate.
Sorry, no.
Like, you're not getting our podcast. Like, people would hate that. They wouldn't want people knowing.
This is raw.
What did you do before this?
Nothing. Like, I just worked in a local hospital as a cleaner.
That's something.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, like, it was no sort of social media status, nothing like that. But he's a local rapper, mate, a very good rapper, one of the best rappers, and he's very known. A lot of great tunes.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself.
So, I originally was a guest on the podcast, maybe the fourth episode or something. I was away. I was living in Australia last year while it was kind of going on, but I was always still watching it when I was away, just keeping up the date and stuff. So, then Gavin asked me to come on as a host, and I never pictured in my life I was going to be a podcast host, but I'm glad that I agreed to it, and I'm so glad it was a step I took, because it's been nothing but amazing for the whole journey from now, from when it started, November, December.
Yeah, but 25 weeks.
About 6 months deep into it. I'm still kind of learning my way, obviously, because I've never done it, but I would have been kind of, I would have had a better recognition beforehand for obviously doing the raps or whatever.
How long has the rapping been going on?
I'd say about 2 or 3 years now. And I've kind of, at the start, I would have got a lot of stick for it, for even people who knew, just people going, what are you doing trying to rap, fuck's sake, are you serious, you know what I mean, give me a bit of grief. Whereas now, after being consistent, kind of doing it over the past couple of years and putting the work in, I've kind of seen I'm reaping the rewards from it. People are now going up to me and going, fuck, here, that was very good, yeah, so.
Or you keep proving yourself.
I keep proving myself, and I'm just trying to keep going now, and obviously, I'm doing the podcast as well, so just trying to balance everything, and I'm working, but I handed my notice in for my job last week or so. So I'm trying to focus full-time now
on the podcast
and doing the rapping, and I feel like if we're consistent and we keep going the way we're going, so we're going to smash it.
That's the biggest leap you'll ever take.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm done here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go chase my dream.
Yeah, take a risk.
You can't chase your dreams in a kitchen, 100%,
mate. Exactly. And if I spent all the hours that I was spending in the kitchen doing this and writing more, I would actually be way more ahead, I feel like, than what I am now. So I need to just keep doing it and keep going and keep going. So,
see, mate,
good
attitude. You probably get this as well. Like, see, like a stable job, a security, it's safe.
Of course.
So you obviously...
Paycheck on a Friday.
Yeah, so you pay the bills. You need to pay the bills. Do you know what I mean?
It's hard to, like, make the leap of going, do you know what? I actually want to... Like, obviously, you have no income, but... The podcast starting to. We started.
You can see there's like huge impetus. Like, even the fact you just walked in here today and people were like stopping talking to you, that's when you know, okay, there's something truly.
We're doing
happening
something all right,
this,
yeah.
You know, truly, truly. But look, you've made, both of you have, you've no paycheck on a Friday. But that's what a true entrepreneur's business card reads.
Yeah, taking the first step, taking the leap of faith and just going for it. Like,
that's it.
And you know, you feel it in your body. You kind of, you know when something's right and you know when. You know when they make a move, I feel like, anyway.
And previously?
He's been saying to me for ages about doing it, and I went, fuck it, you know what? What's the worst that could happen? You could just go back to the same place and kind of do the same thing anyway, you know what I mean? So
I have a saying in life, we're all here. If you take the chance, you're sort of hoping to go here, but if that chance doesn't work out, we're all here.
Yeah. You're right. It's 100%. It's not going to... There's plenty more kitchen jobs out there that you can
Absolutely.
Go back to.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's the right thing to do. Like,
I'm grateful for Gavin as well, giving me a shout and getting me on board as well, and help me push me kind of in the right direction too, because sometimes it's all right living in your own head, but when you have somebody here who actually wants you to do well instead of not wanting you to kind of do well, it's a big help. Like, so
on that point, what's next?
Big, you want to start doing live shows.
I'm not asking you to tell me what the big plans are.
Well, I'll tell you. So,
give us an idea.
We obviously want to grow, but as I mean... We our own studio, because we're sort of sharing one at the minute. But what we want is live shows. That's where we have a massive following, so we could sell shows. So you know the only thing holding us back, publicly speaking. But this has helped me now. He's all right. He's a rapper, and he's used to being on stage. Where me, mate, I get a bit nervous talking in front of a crowd.
But I'm telling him it's all in the head. You can do it. It's easy. If you can speak now, you can speak to
anyone. We could sell out maybe a hall of fucking 1,000 people for a podcast. But I'm a bit nervous of doing it.
So, do you know what fear is?
It's not real, isn't it?
Let me tell you what fear is. It's a mile wide, a mile high, and paper fucking thin.
That's a good saying.
Good man,
that's a good analogy, bro.
Burnsy, what do you think about what he said there? It was good, wasn't it?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. From Donald, like, absolutely brilliant. But he's asking Nabil Slice and Dan Burns there.
Thank you.
So, we want to welcome the guy into the place, do you know what I mean?
I feel very well.
Can you tell Donald some of your plans for the future?
here, Donal Sawyer podcast, we'll do like an hour and a half podcast. So I think that's,
I appreciate your time and stopping down for us as well. You're a gentleman, mate, honestly.
Donal, you're an absolute gentleman.
Yeah, no, honestly, we'll be back again next year.
Here we have us back next year.
Oh, this is your space.
Good man, mate. This is our space. Appreciate it. I'm sitting here with tenants. Good man, mate. Right, hey, I'll tell you what, mate, it's nice. You're a proper, genuine, nice guy. I really do appreciate
it. From Newry.
You put out what you'd love to have back.
All right.
That's
good
what
energy,
I said,
bro.
Mate.
Good,
yeah, 100%. You're a nice guy, so that's why you're winning life.
Is it bad? Like,
no.
What? Is this your fourth time?
No, I've got one here.
No, you'd be grand, like.
And you got your nipple cut?
I got whipped in the tit earlier.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to miss, to be fair. Like.
No, I know. Yeah, no, you can see it there.
Well, you would take, you would rather a whip than a fucking knife.
Well, that's it.
Well,
it depends who you are, to be fair.
Hey, tell me this.
I might want to be running about that town like a lunatic officer.
Nah, you'll be alright.
Don't let the walk pass and say it.
Slange.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're
beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
The lads. I'm a rolling on a river.
Danny, mate, to be fair, I don't want to give away too much because the fella doesn't know yet, but you've done an absolute unbelievable, I've seen it, you've done an absolute unreal, better than I thought. I thought it was going to be like an outline or something. It's like the real
details.
When I got asked to do over the podcast, I said, fuck, I might as well go the whole 9 yards. Yeah.
And here's where he came up, he showed me four. There was a small one, a medium one, a large one, and an extra large one. He says, what one do you want?
I said, pick the biggest one.
He goes,
get the biggest one.
He's like, oh, well, fuck it. You're going to do it, right?
Yeah, of course. If you're going to do it, you might as well go all the way. Like,
would you like to introduce yourself, Danny?
My name's Danny McGee. I'm from Dublin. Tattooing out a private studio down there.
I don't want to say what type of tattoo it is, but see that type of work, like, I'm trying that, mate. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I definitely didn't think we were getting that good of a tattoo. There wasn't enough time.
You exceeded our expectations by mail.
Because, mate, can I just say, there's some tattooists that would milk that all day and charge you fucking 800 quid for it, and you knocked it out there in about an hour and a half.
Well, I'd still charge you for it.
Oh, 100%.
You can just
with the bill, is it?
Oh, yes. He's the main man.
It's an absolutely beautiful tattoo.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait. These days, I hope he doesn't cover it.
He couldn't cover it.
No way. It's one of those ones where it's that bad, it's good. If that makes sense.
But, so, mate, obviously the first thing we were all thinking about, a big dick. We'll get a big dick.
Of course, yeah.
We'll get a big massive dick. And it's like, his mates were messaging me, get a Spurs badge. He's an Arsenal man. Get a Spurs badge. Yeah. We do a wee bit different here.
That's what he kept saying to me. Every few minutes he said, please say it's not a Spurs badge.
It's not a Spurs badge anyway. Well, no, so you can relax. He's thinking about it. Angie Katsakler, the Spurs manager.
Ange Postecoglou with his dick out.
I don't want him to talk because I don't want him to guess and try in case by off chance he gets it. Where do you tattoo from in Dublin?
I have a private studio down in Dublin, in Dublin 10.
Are you going for a beer later on, Danny?
Yeah, of course.
Depends on my Lego.
He says he loved the patching. He's a big fan of a patching anyway.
Why was the patching? Was there patching getting gifted?
You got, he done a shot before he got it. He needed it. They put you in too, yeah, we done two.
At one point I thought he was sleeping.
What part are you from Cumann?
No, Ballyferma.
Is it Bessay Cumann?
It's close enough.
Like you sound like McGregor.
He lost a lot of respect, I will say it. If you want to shout out your wee business or your page or whatever.
Yeah, because I'm looking for me, it's DMR Tattoo on Instagram. It's the best way to find me.
Shout this man out. I've seen his work. You're going to see his work here in a wee minute, but I've seen some of it. There's a girl, there's a lady here as well who also has one of his artwork on her arm, and it's unbelievable piece. So big shout out.
There's one thing I want to ask you before we reveal it.
Yeah.
Have you done any back sacks or cracks?
Well, yeah.
You've done a back. Have you done a sack or crack?
No, never done a sack or a crack. Everyone except the very intimate areas.
You're always going to get that.
People don't get them anymore.
No. I don't blame them like either. Nah, I wouldn't be doing it like.
Donnie, I'm going to be
good. Go on, Ball.
What would you say is like the best like piece of artwork you've done on someone? Like,
probably
the
that.
Best piece. Good answer.
Oh, thanks. I love it.
We'll
get this show on the road here, peeps. We're going to do a reveal.
We watch it up, will we? And then we get ready.
Yeah, 100%. Do you want to suppose it up?
It's a father, isn't it?
That's him.
It's my
wait.
This is gonna be a father.
He can take our blindfold off.
Oh.
The Colour Burns! Colour Burns is on your leg!
Do a close up. Burnsy, put your face beside his leg.
That's a fucking balder. Well done, son. Well done. Unbelievable. Well done.
That is brilliant, like, yeah, holy fuck.
Yeah, that's a fucking battle, mate.
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant. Brilliant.
Sugar, our case comes up.
Yes, that is unbelievable. Lovely stuff.
Get a couple of photos of it? No. Oh, I would need a couple of
photos. Get a picture. Go to boys. Legend, legend, Donnie boy.
Burnsy, I've never gotten covered up that stand on my
get
name.
Get it. Legend, Donnie boy. Burnsy, you're starting out like a bouncer now, big man.
Yeah, where's your badge?
Oh, valid gentleman.
He's got his boxing gear now.
He's got this behind the back. He says he's playing mind games with, is it Robert Loseley, is it?
Oh, all right.
Taking the head out in the street.
That's what I was saying, Burnsy. See, if you get beat, I'm removing it. But if you win, I'll keep it.
Here, if he wins, he's going to get champion across the top of it.
Get the boxing gloves underneath it now, too.
He would run and ask him to get boxing gloves on.
Did he?
Burnsy, you asked your man.
Here, Burnsy, tell him this. Have you got a tattoo?
He's got Bernie Saunders.
Have you really got them? Have
you? Oh,
yeah. Where'd you get them done? Do you know what shop? Are they good?
Yeah, but they just pulled him in, tattooed his arm. His man went down to the door.
Oh, fuck. Did you crack up? What's he say? Did he shed himself? The bite had done it?
The two birds fucking.
Said that.
Are you recording? Are we live, John boy? That's us.
Cheers, mate. A familiar face from the Workcast podcast, mate. Yeah. Love having you here, and we love being invited down. Hopefully, do the same next year.
Aye, well, we're already talking to Donal. He says this is your spot already for next year, so we'll be back.
Say, never mind this place. You're not going to bring us over to New York.
Oh, well, he's going to watch. Donal, so if you're watching, mate, you want to bring it?
Accommodation time, you'll do it for flights.
Donal, we'll do it for free. Just get it sorted. We'll go 100%.
Flights accommodation, we go out, no problem. We bring our own spend money. Slice look at them.
100%. Thank you for it these days. I'm telling you.
I have a visa and all Irving ready to go.
Yeah.
But see, to be honest, mate, it's been good at Crackadale.
I've enjoyed myself.
It's a good buzz. There's a load of everybody drinking, having pints, getting tattoos. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good mix.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Tattoos, drinking, all hell.
I was taking them shots like it was
numb now. Out of 10 for real, what's the sort?
It was the back of cough. Like, see, when I came around here. It was the source, but all the rest.
But the blindfold makes it worse, surely, no?
Because See, every time, like,
he doesn't even know when it's about to hit him.
Paul, tell me, what did you think it was? You must have been.
I thought it was a Spurs badge.
Did he?
I'm an Arsenal man. Oh, so, but I got. Well, I wasn't meant to know, but my mate Connor told me, my mate Mick texted him saying I'm an Arsenal man. So I thought, right, he's going to put Spurs on me.
And what? I think that's it.
What did you think of the patching anyway, big man?
Like, out of 10,
you'll be
like,
back on it.
Is it what? Like, let's be honest, like, you're built like an empty wetsuit. It's might have been fucking aching. Like,
I know. So we're going to
be going deeper, like,
that's no, but to be fair, like, it's even though I'm a skinny wee fucker, like, but I don't really feel pain. Like,
no, there you go. Well, like, depends. Actually, you find loads of see younger guys here. What did you?
See,
he's up 40, he's hungry.
I'm 19 next month.
Unreal, isn't it?
I'm 19 next month.
Pierre, right, Paul, so do you know how much fresh times you're going to get your hold because of it?
I know.
Oh,
it's guaranteed.
You make a leg sleeve of local legends, right? Like, you know, people from Belfast.
Jazzy Shankle next.
The whole
yeah. Oh, Pierre, do you know what? I'm telling you now, you're going to be walking down fucking the Beefish Strip. Because you're going to go, that's Bertie on your leg.
Right, so
that's what's going to happen.
People will just be going, here, here's a blast, mate.
No, I'm going to make it over. We are. I made the deal with
you. Mate, I'm not saying fucking shots if you had.
No, right, no, listen,
he's fucking hammered.
True patching, that's him, he's bit.
See if this video gets over 55 views, I'll get your face tattooed on me myself.
James, would you do it?
I'll do it if you want to.
There we go.
You know about the clips?
Because where are you doing the beef? Are you just going for the rip? Or are you
so
doing
we're going over. We're doing a podcast. Doing a podcast.
Aye.
We're going. Aye, we're doing
both.
We're going. It's already good.
I don't think I can go back. Like.
What age you?
Where did we're June
35. I was there about 8 years ago, and I put my smoke out. I think I locked myself in my room for about 3 weeks after.
Fully amateur, we?
What?
Fully amateur.
Oh, yeah.
That's why your hair was wrecked.
I lost my phone on the first day. So, like, when you're lying in the blues, like, or you're lying down in bed, and you're not, you can't even just fucking go on Facebook.
You don't know what's going on.
So, you're your mates to wake up and all, waking them up at 7 in the morning. Oh, come on, go for a walk and all, fuck off and all. No phone, like, it was all this is shit.
You need it, like, sometimes you're getting it tight, you just want to have a wee fucking, a wee scroll. Or something,
you
just
buy shit. You're hanging, you just start.
You buy stuff?
Just like going on Amazon.
Random shit.
Shit. Just to go, I feel a bit better. I feel a bit of serotonin there or something.
My auntie does that as well. Just buys random shit.
That just shows the your basket quantity and art. I don't buy now when I'm over for a Chinese. You're all buying fucking ornaments,
you know? See, these guys are younger than me. What is these
guys? I'm 31.
27.
I figured out the key, like the key of a hangover, right? I don't eat until at least 5 o'clock the next day. See, getting up, getting a big feet and all.
Are you in your feet the rest of the day?
Right? I starve myself. I wake up and starve myself at about 5. And then you start to feel a bit better. And then when you eat, you kind of skip it. Skip the pure damn bit. See, once I get the horrors in, that's the start of it. You're fucked, by. You're crude.
Garlic.
He has a story he wants to tell. Go ahead.
Right, so we were in my roof. I don't know. Cameron behind the scenes, he was there. But he went to bed early enough. He went home about 7:30 in the morning, right?
Early enough? 7:30 in the morning?
But that's like normal over, right?
Right.
But, so it was only me and my car left. But we were partying with this Portuguese cunt. Like, are you listening yet?
Yep.
Say whatever you want.
Right, so. But we were partying with this. We met him for like the first day, blah, blah, blah. We ended up in this apartment, well, the hotel, obviously. Blah, 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 partying away. We were sitting in the balcony, having a laugh. But the fellow like at the other side about me came out, I mean with a full blown knife. He's like, would you shut the fuck up? Me and Connor ripped each other, but I kinda like tucked down on the
balcony.
No, like it's like we see like the sunbeam. So we went and like after that, so we went by fucking we'll go in their room. We're sitting there, blah blah blah. But then I was like going in my head, obviously paranoid. It's like right, obviously you can hear us like fucking, and then he's gonna wait outside for us. And then what does the wee woman do? Full time last vodka, boom, straight against his wall, like where he's connected.
Jesus.
I was like, Connor, come on. So he went out. I was seeing when we were leaving, we like heard his like door handle, trying to unlock it.
Yeah.
we got to the end of the fucking end of the corridor.
Yeah.
And we seen the door open, and your fella like left, like was coming towards us. So we were pressing the left one. It was like a movie.
This story's like a fucking movie.
Hello.
At the end of it.
So we were hitting like the button and for the lift to come up. And you just heard like the food sounds. Like, it does sound like it sounds big as fuck. But it, like,
I believe you, big man. I believe you.
Nothing's happened yet.
But here,
it sounds big as fuck. What's
happened?
I forgot about a bit, like on the right. Balcony when your fell went.
But
you
had a knife in the bite and one of the glass.
Right. And then, so we were waiting to lift, and it goes, like, I mean, it goes ding. Like, you couldn't break that.
Unreal. Unbelievable. mate, that was class.
Let me tell you one
thing. But there's a 3-figure stairs where you're never going to believe what happened. When we got the bottom stairs, she was at the bottom of the lift.
Portuguese
club, we're sitting there, run out the door. We run between the door. What's the door say? Push or pull?
Push.
No, I said pull. We ran the door to try to fucking just put, boom, flip back. That used me.
We're going to cut around this. I mean, that's sort of fucking nonsense.
Right here, we just want to have a good short one. Right, we were in we were on a stag there last year. And maybe bro was staying in a room with me and my mate was staying upstairs, a load of rooms. And next thing, I heard my mate shouting out the balcony. He was all, Chris, come here to see us, come here to see out the balcony. Maybe bro turned around, looked up his head, looked up. My mate pissed in his mouth, by over there. Pissed in his mouth. And the whole stag, they were all, by, what was it like?
Just piss, like. Seriously?
He was pissing out of the balcony. He goes, we're to see us here, look up. Maybe bro, he's on the boat.
Am I locked up?
Before I got
stung
by jellyfish in the leg.
Oh, man, it's happened to you before a couple of times.
In Magaluf.
No, this was in Newry. No.
Newry?
what do you call
it? Cohen. Go ahead, tell us this here. What did he inject into your leg?
Fuck, I don't know.
I tattooed him with fucking ease, babe.
Oh, no. Big man's lip.
It was your not your father, your woman. Your woman won't give me him shots.
Yes, was that your missus? Was she giving shots at?
Might have been. I don't
know. No, it wasn't. It was Danny.
Running about there somewhere.
I think it was Danny.
I heard the fuck you up, lad. I'm telling you that. Fuck you up.
James, I want to just congratulate you on the event, mate.
It's brilliant, mate. Lovely shout out, man.
I'm sure that was stressful sorting that out. You have to sort, like, every individual tattooist, you have to arrange a booth.
We come in about 3 days ago and do all these booths. You have to get the council in, all that shit. There's loads of bullshit that's kind of annoying.
How many tattooists are here?
There's 150 tattooers. And
what would you say is the best one?
They can't say.
No,
they're all different. So honestly, I'm not talking shit.
Different.
Do you want me to tell you my favourite? It's the Pokemon stuff. The anime Pokemon stuff. Yeah. The Bulbasaur and Squirtle.
It's very good.
I want to get them all, mate.
Matsy does the Pokemon, Ken, Green and all them. But he's doing Pokemon. Sorry. It's not my scene, but they're fucking lethal at it. Like.
Yeah,
you're more
Japanese.
Dragons and all, and Japanese. Everybody picks their own lane and just goes and does that. There's no point having 150 bases
doing the same
random stuff. So everybody does their own wee fucking niche and they just get better at it. Like,
that's class to see.
Listen to these.
Where's man?
He knows his onions.
Yeah. What are you drinking anyway?
Fuck,
heroin?
Rock-a-fuel.
Cause they're going to think we took advantage of him, James.
I don't, have you shown Nye? They got him pissed.
He was all shy earlier.
He was today.
He's come out of his shell big time now.
Are you going to Cuba?
Where's Cuba?
Because you can't go on a full kit. You need to go, where's Cuba?
Here, so tell me, it's what we get changed.
No, it's money winding up. No, we're all going after.
But you all look like tattooists. We look like a pack of scumbags.
No, I'm wearing tracksuit. It's
yes, but James, you look like a tattooist, mate. If I could describe a tattooist, I would draw you.
You look like a tattooist.
You might have more tattoos than me.
No, I probably do. I'm covered. We're looking to get work class podcast tattoos.
TWCP.
Can you do them?
I can do them. Or
anyone.
I want you to do them.
I'll do them at the shop. I've no stuff here.
All right, Owen.
Or do you want them here?
Then? We're locked. Oh, we're going to get them today. Checking we can get them today.
Yeah, I will sort them.
Because it's literally just TWCP.
I get them knocked
out. See that one there? Remember I was telling you about it? That's Crazy Horse. I got that. Four of us got that with the same needle.
What's Crazy Horse? Do you mean? Not the band.
Have you never heard Crazy Horse?
Do you ever watch Pooh Moose? Crazy horse
and Pooh
Moose. He sits there saying
the
butchers he eats the meat now. It's Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse. Right.
So we got the horse emoji and just read Crazy.
Did you spy his watch? But more serious. What do you call that show about the Troubles?
Oh, I say nothing.
Fucking
lethal. See Andy Coit? Do you know what? The one that plays with Dark?
Oh, he was lethal.
So I bumped into him. I was with Cavi. No names, mate. Your mate, so me and Cavi were walking through Castle Cove, we bumped into Anto, and he was like, lads, I love what you're doing, and he's like, we need to go out for a pint. And this is Anto saying that We were like, we need to go. I says, will you come on the podcast? He goes, I don't do podcasts, but I'll come out and have a pint with us. So he says, he's gone back to filming for 2 weeks. And then he's like, I'll go out with you and Kevin and have a pint, no problem. He goes, I love what you're doing. He's all over my newsfeed. Aren't those from West Belfast? Are you laughing at this?
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at
the
name. All the
ones out of that shop are in Lovewell.
Yeah, this is what he said. He goes, he went to McDonald's. This is what he told me. He ordered two Big Macs for him and his mate. And they were just regular Big Macs. And the guy came up with the, no, like it was a table service. And he put the food down and went, here, I know you ordered two regulars, but I gave you two large and a hang for the dark.
even in Mickey D's, you're getting looked after.
And a hang for the dark. Brendan Hughes.
Do you guys get much like people?
We got free drink at the AVA all last week.
Missy at the AVA.
We do that. See these. Right, see the way this here says artist.
You missed him.
See the way out there says artist on it, right? I had one of them I made download for, don't even know why it was there. And I used to just hang around my neck one day and we walked backstage. We went to go backstage and I just well pretended. There was a couple of tattoos. We probably did look like a band, like. And he goes, okay. And the baby's all, come on ahead in. We ended up getting on Marlon Manson's fucking bus. I took a shit in his bus. we were on his bus and then he wasn't there, like. And we were going on all these celebrities' buses backstage and all. And then we were playing football with these other bands and all. And after, we'd done it all the time. Every time I did this shit, I went and shit on Marlon Manson's bus.
James, is it true he got his kidneys, his ribs out to suck his own dick?
It's not true.
He wasn't there, like, because we probably would have got fucking lifted, like, with this thought.
Well, let me ask this. If you could get your ribs out, would you suck your own dick?
It's a good question.
Would,
like.
Would you?
Would save you a fortune.
Is that gay to suck your own dick?
Oh yeah. If you had to ride a bike, right? Not saying anything wrong with it. If you had to ride it for some reason, right? And you could clone yourself, would it be better just to ride yourself, like, or
yeah. No comment.
Mate, yeah, that's not a good start, mate. Watch us for nothing.
This man's just a local legend now. This is him solidified.
How much you look
would pay money.
How much you look
would
pay?
You would look
where would money. You book him? And then the whole like
you're giving me a shit here. No, if I was getting paid too.
How much?
About
10 grand. Right, no, 200 quid.
It's serious. How much for real would you book a bike for? A random man.
A bike charge for like woman?
No, just a man. No, a fella. A man to up there, I'm a rich millionaire in that hotel or whatever. And he goes, I've been going up the stairs, whatever you want, amount. What's the least you would take? Would you take 50 grand?
Nah,
what do
you
do?
Like
100 grand.
500 grand. And you book him.
500 grand? I'd go to his house and book him every day.
500 grand? You won't book a fella?
A mil, I would do. Like,
would he? What?
Nobody's offering a mil, like.
No, he
what's the least you would do? What's the least you would tell her? Limbo, what would you do least?
Are people allowed to know about it? No, or is it, can be is a, it in secret?
It's a bite.
Oh, so you have to tell
you're in that bar in there and a hotel and the man goes, I have a room upstairs. I have a suitcase here. Much if someone showed me if you seen a
so is he book you or do you book him?
Whatever you want.
I have the book.
Whatever you
want.
I but what's
it's only gave you ticket.
Is it?
I'll be honest. Tell the truth. He's wearing a pink t-shirt. Like tell the truth.
Be honest.
A favor.
Well, Zabra, thanks very much for coming.
Your name's like Zabra, Z-E-B-R-A. Like
no, Zabra.
S-A-B-R-A.
Not like the crossing?
Not like the stripy one, no. I'm more leopard print than stripes.
Yeah.
Where's he? What do you think, yeah? He's getting nervous.
He is. Am I putting you off, hon? No. You'll be alright. That's
right. James's missus.
I know who she is.
I don't bite. Don't you worry. Only if you ask me to.
Would you let her do a tattoo on you?
Here, he will let her do more than a tattoo.
What's your favourite one? Your boxing one. Very nice, very nice. I've got a couple of clients who box as well and gloves.
Is that about you? Does similar type of James thing. Do most of your tattoos?
Oh, fuck no.
No? Have you done any on him?
Yes. Yeah. And he screamed.
So are you a tattooist?
Yeah.
So you are?
Tattooist?
Yeah.
Why are you not tattooing today? Just
taking a break.
Plugging the holes in the ship, you know.
That's
and
it.
And stuff out.
It's hard to run things and try and do tattoos at the same time, like, kind of thing.
I wanted to come and meet people, mingle a bit, have a good crack, you know. If I'm working, I don't get to see anything.
Yeah. Enjoy your day. Live a wee bit.
Live a wee bit, exactly.
The most famous man in Belfast. Do you know Burnsy?
I know him well. I know him well.
Here, did you see the tattoo that got done?
It's unreal.
Here. But see, the thing is, I thought whenever we says, can you do Burnsy, he was just going to do, you know, like a wee cartoon out, yeah, like that, like a wee sketch.
So realistic.
We done like a realism tattoo. James took this photo and was like, oh, it's done. I was like, fucking hell, I did not think that that was going
let
to be the tattoo.
Let me see it again, Paul. Let us see it again.
It is amazing, like.
Look at that, aww. Like. That is a belter.
Do you know what? I want it. I wouldn't mind not being on me.
You should all get it.
Yeah.
Just commemorate the weekend.
Oh, would you get it?
She if I could find the room.
Would allowed, James wouldn't let her do it.
James would, mate. For you.
I'd say he would.
Would you, like, she's a wee room between, like, the bottom one here and her neck. Yeah. You could get it right in there.
I've got space in my asshole.
There you go, Burnsy. What do you think about that, Burnsy?
What do you think about that?
Would you like to have your face there?
He's getting nervous.
Mama,
the main man.
This is not my drink.
Oh, here, I'm cheers now. Drink. Cheers now.
Burnsy, is that your drink she was drinking there?
No,
it wasn't. No? Would you let her drink your drink?
No, wouldn't.
No?
Nope.
See when we have a fell on. Burnsy sits on his phone, he doesn't even talk.
Aww.
See when we get a card on.
But here, all... I haven't seen you on your phone once, big man.
No?
You're doing well, you're doing well.
I'm not messaging him anymore, that's why. You gotta put his phone away
because
I'm already here.
Burnsy.
You already text him?
No.
Do you follow her on TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't do TikTok. No. But I'm old fashioned. Have you ever heard of Facebook? I'm on that.
Oh, why?
Do you follow her on Facebook?
Yeah.
Good man.
So you do your own tattoos?
Not my own, no. It's too sore. I don't want
to
hurt myself.
I'd say it would be hard to try and do it on yourself,
yeah,
too. Like,
whenever you're learning, you sort of do ones where you can reach, like, bottom of the legs and stuff. So everything, that's why I wear long boots.
So tell us this. Where did you and James meet then?
We used to work together.
And he started creeping you, did he?
Yeah, really, he did. He followed me to the ends of the earth.
Nah,
it was a really natural thing.
He's got a bit of competition here. Burnsy's there, Pasadji.
Yeah.
He's blushing and all, yeah. Sweet.
Fuck, okay. That's free, mate. That's a free one.
There you go. You've got two sponsors now, big man.
Oh, wow.
She had to get a lumber offer for a sponsor, wasn't she?
Is that payment enough? All right.
I haven't seen you as red as this. And
look, he hadn't even spoke. Tell her about us.
Oh, we're the best podcast in the
world. I think so. Yeah. Absolutely.
We go like
Mick Conlon
and all Kevin
Fowles.
Who's Mick
Conlon?
I'm the love.
Okay. Ireland's most famous boxer in this generation.
Biggest boxer in Ireland.
I only really like Carl Frampton.
Carl Frampton, not amazing.
I love him. I worship him. I'm the only cunt in Belfast that's never met the cunt either. Like, all my mates have bumped into him in bars in IKEA.
Yeah.
My ex met him in IKEA.
Oh.
And I was sitting at work one day being all, am I not in IKEA?
He's a nice guy, like Sean does in real life too. The way some people, you meet them in real life and they can be dicks, he's actually a legend, like, oh.
I met Kat Von D a couple of years ago.
Oh,
is that the tattoos? Like, LA is?
LA Inc, yeah.
Big
what's
respect.
She like?
She is beautiful.
She is, she's absolutely beautiful.
I was down almost
earth,
like...
really strange.
I need to ask you, because I'll always ask this, have you done any back sack or crack tattoos?
I did do a set of, like, women's eyes on a taxi driver's arse cheeks. He said he always wanted to have it done. That's all.
Seriously?
Yeah,
was it him?
That's a bit random.
Are you a taxi driver? No?
I mean,
no. That's probably the most intimate Burnsy, one I've done.
See if you were a tattoo artist and a female came in and said, I want my fucking you know what done, would you do it?
No, wouldn't.
Would you not?
Nope.
Would you do
you know what?
Would you do her nipples?
Nope.
Would you do her arm?
Just that's it.
Just the arm.
You would do more than that, Burnsy.
I do nipples, all right. Nipples would be fine. I wouldn't be doing, like, lower lady parts.
Is it requested?
No, not common.
Nah, I wouldn't imagine.
I thought that
like,
would be, like, a normal thing.
Maybe piercings, but probably
piercings,
not tattoos.
Yes,
like,
do you do piercings?
No.
No, she doesn't do piercings.
Anyone that tattoos and pierces cannot be good at both.
You have to be either one or the other kind of thing.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Both never work for you.
We tar you over the same brush.
Yeah.
We hang, like, this is the three things. Emo.
Checks out.
Tattoos and piercing, all in the same shop.
Emo, tattoo, piercing.
Did you used to be an emo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like a scene queen. Do you know what a scene queen is?
What's
wear, like, loads of colours. And I had, like, back-combed hair. I used to wear a tiara everywhere.
Yeah.
I was the first person to be wearing a fucking tiara. And then everyone else started doing it. Like, I was Sabroor.
You owned that shit?
I own that.
Did you have a big chain dangling from your legs?
Yeah, I still do.
do you? I mean the retro hippie chain.
Oh yeah, and the belts, all the belts down your ass.
Would you ever have been outside City Hall on a summer's afternoon covered City in packs?
Do you drink tins of Monster?
I used to, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Black coffee.
See, this is a stereotype that
these
are all...
We actually couldn't afford Monster. We used to get the KX from Tesco. It was like 39p. And I used to drink a bottle of vodka, like get a 10 glass of vodka and spin around in circles.
I've done that to be fair.
Like, neat, you end up fucked. And then chase it after. Hello?
So, would you be well known in the like Northern Ireland tattoo world or...
I've been around a long time.
No, she has been around a long time.
I've been around a long time.
How many years have you been tattooing?
I've been tattooing 10 years.
10 years in the game, a decade in the
game. And here, like, you're not going to admit it, but have you fucked any up?
I fucked plenty up. Yeah.
Let us hear one. Any back to front letters?
No regrets.
I don't think misspellings. I can't recall any misspellings. Like, I did have... There was one girl come in... when I was like early in my apprenticeship and she was booked in with me but didn't know that I was an apprentice. So whenever she found out that I was an apprentice, she was all, oh, I'm not really sure about this. I was all, if you're not sure, maybe you shouldn't get it done by me. She was all, do you know what? I trust you, it's fine.
Yeah.
And the shop that I worked in at the time was like, got the design ready and everything. This is like back in the old times where we didn't have iPads yet. Like that wasn't really a thing. It was drawing it on paper, hand stenciling it, no fancy machines. Took probably 2 hours to get this thing drawn up for her, put it on, and it had like script on it, and it was just dog shit. It was dog shit, and I know it.
Yeah,
and
at least
I think about it every day in my damn life. Like, even when I do a good tattoo, I'm going, do you remember that piece of shit though?
Still thinking about that
still
shit.
Still thinking about it.
Never give her a call back and say, here, I owe you a favor. Here, let me fix this.
It's one of those ones where if I ever remember a name, I'm going to have to block it.
Would you ever get your face tattooed?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Nothing like mental, like maybe sides, maybe even forehead. There's a girl.
I think it's nice. See, on a like a fellas look a bit mad, but see a wee girl with a face tattoo, it looks nice to me
it's
for some reason.
It's hard to
know.
Get a face tattoo. It doesn't make it look like a scumbag. Like.
Yeah, true.
But whenever it's done nicely by a good artist and it's a nice style and everything.
You'll not be allowed in a chapel.
I'm an atheist, so I don't go.
But you've never been?
Probably at a funeral.
I have been. Like I just I don't really.
He wouldn't be a practicing Catholic, put it to that, all right. Confidence is key.
It is. See, when Bernie's in the room with me, I'm always...
He's big.
I'm always in his shadow.
You are the most famous person in this room right now, I'd say.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to say them.
In the country, I would say. Honestly.
Yeah.
See, her Facebook page, all her women comes in to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I can understand why.
Here, Bernie, there was a girl coming in hitting on you, wasn't there?
Hey. What about the wee lady man out the front there?
Oh, Gemma?
And you were hugging?
You get a wee lady friend?
That's not the norm with this man.
Hey, here, she when gets home, she'll get the pictures and messages, won't she?
The main man.
Obviously, James runs it. He helps run this here. Yours misses. It's been a very successful day, so I think it's very good.
We're first grateful time for the shout to come down as well. It's something different for us to do as well. It was good experience.
First time I've ever experienced it, I guess, and it's a different type of people I would usually mingle with.
Yeah.
But everyone's nice. Everyone's genuine.
Yeah.
Everyone's everyone.
Here come from Germany, France.
Yeah, all over the world.
Yeah, like this is only the second
London,
year.
Manchester.
Like, we're thinking of how do we get bigger and better next year. Yeah. Every single like.
Was the last event in the Europa as well?
It was here as well.
But here, the thing is, like, you have to book 100, 150. There's 150 tattooists here, isn't it? So that's 150 tables, 150 people, and then if one of them doesn't show up, then you're having to sort that. Like, I'm sure that is
stressful.
That's why I don't deal with any of that part. I just show up on the day and go, what can I do?
Yeah.
What can I help?
Oh, you show up when all the work's done?
Aye.
Well, here to be fair.
That's the best way to do it.
I did all the man stuff the other day. I did all the, like, kitchen roll runs. I bought all the water. I drove the van. I parked the van.
That's
brilliant. That's brilliant.
Done your work.
I carried the water.
Here. See, you said you parked the van. Is that why when I was with James, you got a phone call saying that van needs moved?
Funny.
No, but that's true, Bill. I was with me, says, a van needs moved. You didn't park it, did you?
Not today.
Right.
I park it well.
And that was James.
Oh, I
Bernie, could you park a van?
No, couldn't.
At least
did you not tell me how to trim links?
Nah.
Security license.
Security license, I have.
Have you got a boxer badge. License?
Oh, what?
Have you got a TV license? You don't?
No comment.
Well, here, listen, Zebra, thank you for coming on.
Appreciate your time.
We do appreciate your time. We love James. He's a former guest and we have a lot of time.
Friend of the show. Friend of the show.
He's a fan. He's a friend of the show and he's a fan of Burnsy.
Thank James anyway for doing his wee leg for us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Big shout out to the tattoo convention.
So, full premium.
Up at James Conway.
Up at Sabra.
Up at Sabra.
So, we're looking to get working class podcast tattoos.
It's not a mouthful when you put it like that.
Isn't it?
At all.
Four letters.
And do you want to shout any shops out or anything?
Okay, shout out. So, my studio is called Maiden Voyage. I'm currently relocating, so you can wait for the up and coming location coming very soon, hopefully. In the meantime, you can find me at Bada Bing Tattoo Club, Dunkern Gardens.
Oh, I know where it is.
Give us a follow. Right beside you. You'll be in every day.
He knows your location,
and,
now.
Obviously, to James Conway, Donald Cranny, and Roy King for running this Belfast Tattoo Convention for the second year.
Amazing. That's right.
Thanks very much.
No worries. Appreciate thank your you. Time.
Overnight.